Wilcox made it clear at the beginning of his presentation that his report does not call for a reassignment of students.
Tonight's report does not recommend or propose any changes to the current student assignment plan. We, on the administrative side of this, know that not many topics have the potential to cause more anxiety in our community than discussions that might touch on student assignment. Some say that the plan didn't go far enough. Others say that it might have gone too far. This report doesn't address those points.
CMS officials are working with municipal leaders through a new committee, MEAC, Municipal Education Advisory Committee. It includes representatives from the district and municipalities. The report provides the committee with in-depth information on all 175 district schools, such as the age and location of school buildings, the number of classrooms and teachers in each building, student enrollment, and whether students live in the town where a school is located. For example, the report revealed that about 47% of the students at Huff High in Cornelius live there. 17% reside in Davison and 30% live in Huntersville. Acacia Craven Howell, Associate Superintendent for Student Assignment, gave this rundown of CMS's elementary schools.
There are 84 elementary schools in Charlotte. 51 have more teachers than they have classrooms. Only 20 have less than DPI's recommendation of 12 square feet per student. So again, just continuing to drive home the importance of looking at all of these metrics as we assess utilization.
The main sticking point between the municipalities and CMS involved Mint Hill, Huntersville, Cornelius, and Matthews being given a green light by the General Assembly to operate their own charter schools as an answer to perceived overcrowding. The report provides detailed information on which schools are overcrowded and which are underutilized. Again, Craven Howell.
There are no students with the Mint Hill address that are assigned to Rocky River as their home high school. Rocky River is underutilized. And so this is a case where we could actually accommodate Mint Hill High School students in a Mint Hill High School, making relatively few changes for the students who already attend Rocky River.
School Board Chair Mary McRae was quick to say the report is intended to provide facts only for the Joint Committee to use. It contains no recommendations.
There are no votes tonight, next week, next month, or next year. This board is not making any changes to our current student assignment plan.
Huntersville Mayor Pro Tem Melinda Bales attended the meeting and says the report was needed and what she expected.
There's some questions that I still have, some information that I would still like to gather, but this is the beginning, infant stages, so there will be plenty of time for that in the future.
Matthews Mayor Paul Bailey says he thinks the report will result in better discussions when the Joint Committee gets underway.
It's a good start to the MEAC and providing them with the information they need to begin their discussion and move forward with some kind of positive reinforcement for the board as far as an advisory committee is concerned.
Superintendent Wilcox says the report provides all parties with information they did not have before. The advisory committee will hold its first meeting in early December. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.